Boston Mayor Thomas Menino has made it official. He's running again. Menino announced the decision to supporters last night. Menino's facing the most crowded field of challengers since he first won the job in 1993. So far, there are three other candidates, City Councilors Michael Flaherty and Sam Yoon, and South End contractor Kevin McRae. Mayor Menino joins us now to talk about his just re-announced re-election bid. Mayor Menino, good morning, and thanks for speaking with us.
Good morning, Bob. How you doing?
First question, and my guess is that you'll be hearing it a lot in the coming weeks and months. Why, after all this time in office, do you want to run again?
I believe that, over the last several years, we worked hard to make this a better city. I just think as the mayor going into another term, the new energy that we've generated and the new people we've attracted to government and getting the younger folks involved in what we do in city government. So that's why I'm running for a fifth term, is because I have still the energy to do the job and to continue to make improvements in our city and to work with people. It's all about the people. It's not about Tom Menino. I could have walked away from this and said I had great four terms and not face the challenges I face. I mean, I face great challenges the next term. The financial crisis.
Before we get to that, let me stay on the energy thing, which you mentioned. Your opponents say the city's ready for fresh ideas and new energy. After all, you've been in the job for more than 15 years. One of your challengers, City Councilor Michael Flaherty, says he's running for the future and that you represent the status quo. Respond to that.
Represent the status quo. Well, when it comes to technology in the city of Boston, we're putting new technology programs for our young people. We have some of the most innovative programs. You know, it's about, we'll discuss our issues as we go through this campaign and what we've done for Boston as we're in office. And I think I have a record of accomplishments. I have a record to working with people on public health issues that other folks haven't dealt with. Success in colleges. You know, most people look at the issue of kids in school. Well, we get them to college, that's good. Now I'm dealing with the issue of how we make them a success while they're in college and how they stay in college. That's about the future. That's not about the past.
Respond to someone who might say, you know, if Tom Menino hasn't been able to accomplish these things after a decade and a half, maybe it is time for new blood.
Well, you know, new issues come up all the time. It's not the same issues every year. Things are different than I see than they were a year ago. Several years ago, we had to deal with different issues than we have to deal with today. And I've changed with those issues that face us every year, and that's what this is all about, is how we could have our own change, our own way we operate city government. We've been more responsive when it comes to people making complaints to City Hall, GPS systems and all our trucks and public works during a snowstorm. And all those things, that technology and report and paying your bills, you could use it online now. We're doing a lot in city government to create a very innovative camp out at Long Island for kids in the city who need the help the most, and we're there. I mean, I just will put my record up against any elected official, because I think we have a record of progress and continuing to improve the quality of life in Boston.
All right, let me get you to look forward now. What is on top of your priority list for another term should you be reelected? What's number one?
Well, my number one is continue the progress making public education. The other thing is, Bob, is how we stabilize the financial situation of Boston. We have a good foundation. The rating agency has just reaffirmed our rating of a AA1. That's a good rating for a city that doesn't have the ability to raise its own revenues. But how do we stabilize what we're doing in government when it comes to the finances? We don't have opportunities to raise our own revenue. I've been up the State House fighting for that for the last couple of years, trying to get the legislators to understand those issues. And I've been in a very lonely fight. I haven't had anybody else from city government up there fighting for those tax increases. I mean, the meals tax, telecommunications tax, those are things I'm looking to get new revenues for Boston, because this is the 21st century. We can't run government the way we did 25 years ago.
One more question, Mr. Mayor. In previous elections, you've been criticized for refusing to debate challengers or debating them only once. Will you debate your opponents this time around more than once?
I'll debate my opponents during this campaign. But, you know, is debating the way you get to understand a candidate? Don't you have to look at their record when they're in office and what they've done?
Well, it is. Well, it is an opportunity.
Does this give the media opportunity? I'd rather have the people have an opportunity to discuss the issues. When I go to those community meetings at night, discuss them with people every night. And when they come into my office, they ask me about questions about their community. That's the real people of Boston.
But
people,
as you know,
who come into your office, who go to those community meetings, you know, this is, you know, hysteria, but we have to debate. I'll debate. I have no question about it. I said that in my opening statement yesterday at the start of the campaign. The other candidates never talked about those issues. I'm not going to talk about
more than once. Will you debate more than once?
If time allows, we'll do it. And, you know, that's what we're going to do. We're going to talk about the issues. And I'm going to have an issue-oriented campaign, talking about the issues and how they affect the people of Boston.
Boston Mayor Thomas Menino, thank you very much for joining us this morning. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Bob.
This note, we will be inviting all the other mayoral candidates to speak on Morning Edition in the coming days.